There are many people who are prepared to go back to the way things were prior to the rude interruption of that the holiday season forced its way into, making our hectic lives even more hectic, right? So let's get back to at least the hectic lives, not the very hectic lives of holiday. The scripture that I chose for this morning, however, is to encourage us to keep Advent alive. Keep Advent alive in our hearts. Keep it foremost in our minds. Don't wrap it up and put it away for another year. And this is my one Sunday where I get to proclaim that. Short and quick, just keep it alive throughout, because the first Advent kind of gets us ready, or reminds us to be ready, reminds us to prepare for what? The second Advent. And when is that coming, by the way? Do you have that written on your calendar? We're such calendar people, aren't we? That's why New Year's is so important. We're calendar-oriented. There are those today who look at Advent and Christmas as mere secular holidays, and for them the presents have all been unwrapped and the unwanted and wrong-sized gifts have been exchanged or taken back, have been returned, the holiday is over, so let's get back to regular, real life. But for we Christians, I hope it's different than that. Hopefully, Advent reminds us of the fact that God has drawn near to us. God is with us. That aspect of Emmanuel, do we pack that up too? Do we put it with the Christmas bulbs and shove them? No, I hope not. No, he is here. He is here, and he's going to continue to be here. So let's remind ourselves of that every day. We should not lose the spirit of Advent, even though we've hung up new calendars over the last couple of days. In fact, we all need reminding that the very real gift of Advent, the gift of Christmas, is the ability to start over, right? It's the ability to start over with the new calendar of our lives. Many scholars don't even believe that Jesus was born at the end of December. Probably right. But again, we're so calendar-oriented, it sure helps us to celebrate that first Advent, right? Or at least to remember it, or else we probably forget about it. Whether or not it actually is the time of Christ's birth, I don't care. It, in any time, is the perfect time for us to remember the gift of salvation brought through Jesus Christ. And who then becomes the agent of Advent? Since he returned to heaven, who then is the Advent agent, huh? The Holy Spirit. Do you shove him? Is he packed away? Is he taken away after the holidays? Or is he there? Is he the essence of Emmanuel? He is with us on a daily basis, and we have to do that. And we need to allow him to make himself known, the Advent agent known on a daily basis. Think about it, beloved. About the time that young Jesus was taken to the temple to be dedicated to God. How many days is that? 8 days, right? 8 days after birth. We celebrate the renewal of the calendar in our own lives. About 8 days. All right, a little less, a little more. So I believe it's more than appropriate that we look to 2019 as a time when God continues to make all things new in our lives, because the first Advent, the first birth of Jesus Christ, is what made it possible for us to make all things new in our lives. Now, I'm not saying that we are the ones that make it new, but as we concentrate on the Holy Spirit and his transformation, then yes, all things are made new. I want to read Isaiah 63, and just verses 7 through 14 for this morning. Isaiah 63, 7 through 14. I will recount the steadfast love of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness to the house of Israel that he has granted them, according to his compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely, and he became their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. But they did rebel, and they grieved whom? His Holy Spirit. Therefore, he turned to be their enemy and himself fought against them. But then he remembered the days of old of Moses and his people, where he had brought them out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock. Where is he who put in the midst of them his Holy Spirit, who caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses, who divided the waters before them to make for himself an everlasting name, who led them through the depths? Like a horse in the desert, they did not stumble. Like livestock that go down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord gave them rest. So you led your people to make for yourself a glorious name. And I want to ask the morning's question. Has God ever stopped loving us? Has he ever stopped caring for us? And if not, well, doesn't this set of verses, this passage, still apply? And maybe we should consider it on a daily basis. Pin it up on your refrigerator right next to your calendar. 12 months of recording events on my iPhone has made my iPhone rather cluttered, very cluttered, with dates and appointments and notes and a host of other markings. But if I were to look back at my calendar on my iPhone for the past 12 months, there are many things that are recorded there that I for the life of me, can't remember actually happening. But then there are those that I do remember, right? The ones that stand out. The things that were truly transformational. The things that were life-changing. And this is particularly true for me this past year. But each event falls somewhere on that, what I call the spectrum of memorability. I doubt that that's a word, but in any case, the point that we should take for ourselves as we enter this new year is that God who made us, God who calls us his own, became flesh, entered our realm so that we could have salvation. He did leave, yes, but he didn't leave us as orphans, no. He left us with whom? The Holy Spirit, literally the agent of Advent. And I know we've heard this time and time and time again, and I hope we hear it more. Because the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, always bears repeating. Jesus came to make salvation possible. Amen? And it wasn't an afterthought of God. It was his plan all along. The plan from the beginning. Not the beginning when Christ was born, no. The beginning when creation was born. And that's the one thing that many people don't realize or they forget about. And it's easy for us then to shelve that plan if we don't continually think about it. What we need to do is we need to consider these holidays of Easter, Christmas, Advent, consider them reminders. Just specific days that we just kind of emphasize. But all year long, daily, we are understanding that God has his plan. And we are daily trying to find out more and more about that plan and our involvement in it. And how do we do that outside of a relationship with him who designed the plan? It wasn't an afterthought. In Isaiah 63, we find that it was written at a bad time in Israel's history when the people had strayed from that plan. They had shelved the plan. They had left the plan of God. And while this word is prophetic to them, it's prophetic in telling what would soon take place, to us, from our point of history, it is historical. We can see that the prophecy came true. We can see the consequences of shelving God's plan, right? To us, it's historical. It records the plan of God that Israel should have followed and shows us, again, the consequences. And the same thing is true for us today, even for those who read these words without any kind of an Old Testament history mindset. When we read Isaiah's words recounting the gracious and the praiseworthy deeds of God, the gracious and praiseworthy deeds of our Lord, we realize that he could be referring to the time when they were leading Israel out of Egypt, right? Through the wilderness, at any time in Israel's history. But doesn't it also refer to today? Because God's plan continues, right? It has not been completed. It continues. So today, we can read these words, and we can reflect on the times in our lives that Jesus Christ has provided comfort through affliction, through healing, from illness, and certainly from salvation of our sins. And it goes on a daily basis. And that should excite us until that time when he returns. And we should be excited with anticipation for that time. In the ninth verse of Isaiah 63, Isaiah writes, "In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up. He carried them all the days of old. And he will carry us all the days of new as well." All the modern days. And again, who is it that is the agent of this Advent? It's the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is within each and every one who has received Jesus as Lord and Savior. And he is there to work daily on making us who it is that God desires us to be. How familiar this is to us today. It's not just an angel or a messenger who saves us. Isaiah said, the angel of his presence. It is his presence that saves us. It is his presence that we find the power. And who is it that is the presence of Christ in us today? The Holy Spirit. And on a daily basis then, we can have that same continuum of power. We can have that same incredible understanding and relationship with God. And we can grow in our maturity with him. We can grow in the maturity of our relationship with him. Don't forget him. Take Advent as the initiation. And there's a very good reason why. Because he is coming again. This is the time of Advent. From the first coming of Christ until the second coming of Christ. We should be daily understanding the importance of today. The Old Testament scripture recounts the story of how the people of Israel rebelled against the good and perfect plan of God, ruined his creation, grieved God, made us enemies of God. But how fortunate we are today that today's world is in line with God's will. That it's in line with God's purpose so that we too do not have to suffer the consequences of a grieving God. How blessed we are that we do not need God to come to us and make all things new. How fortunate we are that we have modern science to do that. That we have modern media to set the world in order so that we don't have to depend on God. My wife hates it when I get facetious like that. Mm-hmm. And it sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? It's meant to. It's absurd. But it is the attitude of many of the people in the world today. Incredibly. It sounds absurd when it's stated in that manner, and yet it really is the prevailing attitude of the people in our culture today. And if that doesn't give us incentive, then, to keep Advent going on a daily basis and to grow that Advent mindset instead of this, because, as Isaiah points out, the judge is coming back. There will be consequences. And we need to keep that daily before us. The prophet Isaiah tells us that the people of Israel tried real hard, too hard. Any trying is too hard to save yourself on the merit, on your own merits. Instead of trusting God's actions, trusting in His plan, thinking that we can do better. Now, we all know that this is not a new problem. We all have our golden calves. It's a problem that goes back to the dawn of time. Why then did God choose to lead the people out of Israel through the wilderness? Why didn't He just stop it? It certainly was not because God needed to do this for His own happiness. God did it because of His love for us. And He continues to do it. Why? Because of His love for us. In the beginning, God created mankind out of a love that is so great, He had to create. His love was so great, it drove Him to create. And then out of that love, God continually did whatever was necessary to provide for the salvation and well-being of that creation. And that was hard, because He loved us so much, He gave us, or created us, with free will, so that we could even understand what that love is about, and so that we could actually love back. Not just understand what the love, but have the blessed feeling of knowing how to love. Not just to take love, but to give love. The same is true for those who live in the new covenant of Christ. God provided a once and for all way for us, for you and me, to approach Him without earning it on our own. How many of us would have earned our own salvation? How many of us could have earned our own salvation? Obviously a rhetorical question. Nobody can. None of us could do it. None of us are able to do it. And we have to tell ourselves that daily, thanks be to the Holy Spirit. And then get out of the way while the Holy Spirit works more transformation, shows us more truth, gives us more understanding. This once and for all way out of sin into the presence of God came at that first Advent, when God Himself became a human being, which He planned from the beginning to become then the sacrificial lamb, so that we, you and I, would never again be forced to live in exile from God's presence. And yet He is coming again. And we need to be ready on a daily basis. We need to be excited on a daily basis. We need to keep the spirit of Advent going on a daily basis. For that time when God's plan comes to fruition, comes to completion, that time of shalom. And yet God continually comes to us, nurturing us back into a relationship with Him when we fail, when we fall, when we forget, when we try to do it on our own, when we get in the way. How many here have already put up their new calendars in that favorite place in your house? It's wonderful. The story of our redeemed lives are like those new calendars. They're without blemish. Unless you've already blemished yours. They're without blemish. They're ready to let God begin to record the things on them that we must do in order to remain in relationship with Him. Get a new calendar. Put it up there. If it's going to let you keep Advent going, get an Advent calendar for the whole year and keep it going. Or Do it the way that I do it, through the Bible reading schedule. That's essentially the same thing, right? But it gets your mind where it needs to go. So once we become Christians, the page is blank and sin ceases to occur, right? Far from it. Just as the children of Israel repeatedly fell, they fell from God's grace, they were repeatedly redeemed. So we followers of Jesus Christ today still live in the midst of a broken and sin-filled world where we are constantly provided for by God, who is always reaching out to bring us back into that fold of faith. He is always ready to forgive when we forget. Each and every day, we're tested. Each and every day, as you well know, we are tested to compromise the values that we know we should adhere to as Christians. We are forced and tempted to go into our own plan book instead of staying in His plan book. And just as certainly, we do compromise those values, don't we? But God carries us ever onward towards obedience, forgives us and says, get back on it. Come on. Listen to my Holy Spirit. That's why He is there, to assist you, to come alongside, to help you. It's what the grace of God is all about. Though we could not, though we would not ever deserve what God's done for us, He does it anyway. He loves us even while we are sinners, right? Each and every day, we have the opportunity to start our lives with an unblemished page in the calendar of our lives. So while we do not have to wait for New Year's to begin to live life as the child of the King, it's certainly a good time for us to make the choice to begin to live accordingly, allowing the agent of Advent to help us on a daily basis. Amen? While our minds are consciously beginning to think of casting away the old things and ushering in new, life-giving ways of carrying on our lives, it's certainly a good time to begin to live as a child of the King as we were designed, not just destined, but were designed to live. With God, we have the opportunity, yes, to get nostalgic about the way that we have lived our lives, but to do something about it and to see how we can better our lives and live in obedience with Him. And we have a partner that can help us in that. We need to get out of the way. Praise God for the gifts of that first Advent, yes. And let each of us personally cling to the love and personally cling to the grace that He has given us through His Son, Jesus Christ. But each of us also needs to allow the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, to keep us in that spirit of Advent throughout each and every day of not just 2019, but of the rest of our lives, and not just here on earth. And for how long? Eternity. Forever. Jesus Christ is coming again, beloved. And it will be soon, however you want to interpret soon, however the Holy Spirit encourages the word soon to you. And we need to be prepared when He does. By living each and every day in the Spirit, we will be ready. We'll be ready for that return. We'll be ready to return His love when He does show up. And we will be ready to give full glory to our Lord, who is the Lord of Lords and who is the King of Kings. Keep Advent alive day after day after day. It's not a struggle if you allow the Holy Spirit to have His way. Amen? Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for all that You have done for us, that You will continue to do for us. And that not just us, but for all of Your people. And help us to help Your Word to be a reminder through the power of Your Holy Spirit, Lord, of that plan that You have, not just for each and every one of us, but for all of mankind. But help us to realize that we're not in the last chapter just yet. But it is coming, and we need to be ready for it. So let's stay tuned, we pray. Allow us to stay tuned And thank you for your Holy Spirit, that he may keep us ready, that when your Son does return, Heavenly Father, that we will be able to return the love that you have given us and give him the glory that he so richly deserves. And it's in his precious name that we pray these things. Amen.